From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Britain's parliament wants to interview CNN host Piers Morgan. Some members want him to return to the UK to face questions about his time as an editor of the Daily Mirror tabloid. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, it's a sign of how the scandal that has engulfed Rupert Murdoch's media empire now threatens some of his British rivals.
For years, Piers Morgan has alternately prospered and flopped on the basis of how readily his roguish charm could get him out of scrapes. A charge Morgan invested tens of thousands of pounds as part of an inside trading scheme involving a business column in his paper? No prosecution. An outcry after the photographs he published, supposedly showing British soldiers torturing prisoners, were discredited? Sacked. Last month, as a parliamentary committee grilled News Corp's Rupert and James Murdoch, the Conservative MP Louise Mensch claimed Morgan admitted to hacking in a book. Morgan blasted back, pointing out she had misread the key passage.
Absolutely wrong, Mrs. Mensch. I want to be really clear about this. I've never hacked a phone, never told anyone else to hack a phone, or published any stories based on the hacking of a phone.
Mensch later apologized, but that hasn't ended the questions. A former Daily Mirror colleague said such practices were rife in that newsroom during Morgan's tenure. Morgan's latest scrape involves an unlikely duo, the former Beatle Paul McCartney and his ex-wife Heather Mills. Unlikely because in 2006, Morgan boasted in a column that he had introduced the pair, even though the column was supposedly an apology for doing so. Mills told the BBC that a decade ago she received a call from an executive with Trinity Mirror, the media group that owns the Mirror and other newspapers.
He said, "Oh, I heard you've had a big argument with your boyfriend before I married him." And I said, "And why would you know this?" And he started quoting verbatim some messages from my machine.
Mills said she served up a threat of her own.
I said, "Then I'll go to the police." And he said, okay. Yeah, we did hear it on your voice messages. I won't run it."
The BBC reported the executive involved was not Morgan. Yesterday, McCartney told American TV critics that he would seek answers from the police.
"I do think it is a horrendous violation of privacy. And I do think it's been going on a long time. And I do think more people than we know knew about it."
McCartney did not specify what incident or which newspaper drew his suspicion. But this week has cast a 5-year-old column by Morgan in new light. He wrote, quote, "At one stage, I was played a tape of a message Paul had left for Heather on her mobile phone. It was heartbreaking." Morgan has repeated his denials in several statements, the latest of which questions Mills' credibility. Yet several leading politicians are calling for him to return to the UK to face questions. Harriet Harman, she's deputy leader of the opposition Labour Party, spoke here to Sky News.
Piers Morgan, who of course was the editor of the Mirror, said that he heard a heartbreaking phone message, which clearly gives rise to the assumption that he'd heard a tape recorded message. Now, it's not good enough for him to say, or somebody to say on his behalf, "I always complied with the law and the Press Complaints Commission code of conduct." He's got to answer.
When CNN hired Morgan, executives explored his role in the investment and faked photo episodes. The hacking story wasn't really on their radar. Now it is, but the network says its support of Morgan remains strong. David Folkenflik, NPR News.